Tennessee lawmakers are considering a bill that would let college students who take classes in beer making sip, but then spit out, their brews. Supporters said the idea is a sign of craft brewing's evolution from hobby to high-tech operation. Linus Hall says he was just a college kid living out in the country and sick of driving 5 miles for a six-pack, so he and a friend ordered a home brewing kit out of the back of Rolling Stone.
You sip and spit?
I probably did a little more sipping than spit.
20 years later, Hall's Yazoo Brewing Company is one of Nashville's most successful craft brewers, churning out cases of beer by the hundreds for sale throughout Tennessee and Mississippi. The smell of barley mash fills the air. Stainless steel tanks, nearly two dozen of them, tower over the floor. Each costs about $100,000.
I always say, you know, we could have gone out and bought a Porsche for that money, but we decided to make beer instead.
Making beer on this scale is as much about engineering and chemistry as knowing which hops to use, which is why colleges are starting to offer classes in beer making. Auburn University recently launched a program, and closer to home, Middle Tennessee State is exploring one too. There's just one problem. The drinking age is 21, 3 years after undergraduates arrive on campus. So Tennessee lawmakers have proposed a solution, letting student brewers sip and spit, like wine lovers at a tasting. Critics call the idea nonsense, but Murfreesboro Senator Bill Ketron says craft brewing is big business. Just as Tennessee used job training programs to lure in car makers and solar companies, he believes colleges should teach people to make beer.
You saw the expensive stainless steel equipment. In order to bring that into your science building, you're going to have to raise some money somewhere. And until you pass a law, you're not going to be able to get donors.
Yazoo's Linus Hall supports the idea. He says lots of people want to make beer, but few can operate his brewery's massive machinery. And learning how is a lot harder than brewing up concoctions at home. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.